What a week it was for Georgia basketball. Last Tuesday, knocked off Kentucky at Stegman Coliseum. Then back at home Saturday afternoon, they hosted number 17 Oklahoma. They held the Sooners to their lowest scoring output of the season. They also held them to their worst field goal shooting percentage and three-point shooting percentage in a game this year. Dogs take control of the game in the second half and ease on home with a 72-62 win over the Sooners. Georgia's unbeaten 11-0 at home this season. Dogs overall 14-2. Both of those losses to teams ranked in the top 10 at the time they played them, and they're now 2-1 in SEC play. A Georgia basketball team has not been ranked in the top 25 national ranking since the 2010-2011 season. That should change. Later on this morning, the latest, the newest, weekly top 25 rankings will be out. Georgia should be in the top 25. It is another huge week in SEC play for the Dogs. They've traveled to Knoxville to take on the former number one team in the country, Tennessee, on Wednesday night. Tennessee probably going to drop to about 5, maybe 6 after the loss last week to Florida. Meanwhile, Auburn should take over as a new number one team in the nation. They come to Stegman Coliseum. They visit Athens to take on the Dogs on Saturday afternoon. Georgia Tech drops to 2-4 in ACC play, lost on the road out in Dallas. SMU beat them Saturday, 93-71. The final. Jackets back to action tomorrow night at home at 9 p.m., hosting the Clemson Tigers. West Georgia, for a half, was headed towards its second straight win on the road in Division I basketball and conference play in the A-Sun, but Lipscomb scored 53 second-half points, and the Bisons overcome West Georgia's five-point lead at the half. They beat the Wolves by a score of 86-67. West Georgia's in the midst of a four-game road trip. It continues Thursday in Fort Myers, Florida. They travel to take on Florida Gulf Coast. The West Georgia women, tough loss at home Saturday. In overtime, they go down 83-73 to the women of Lipscomb. They're 8-9 on the season, 1-3 in A-Sun play. They'll host Bellarmine College on Thursday evening, 7 p.m. at the Coliseum. Congratulations, the Central Boys Wrestling Team. The Region 3 Class 4A champs are back-to-back region champs. They disposed of Stars Mill and Harris County and taken the title. The Region 6 Class A Division 1 Area Wrestling Duels, because of the weather, rescheduled for today. And Miles Butler, former Carrollton Trojan, transferring his college career. He's coming to Jacksonville State to play for the Gamecocks. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddick Sports, I'm Mike Paris.